The next patient is James Stokesberry, S-T-O-K-E-S-B-E-R-R-Y. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Toussaint that we follow in the practice because of increased microalbumin creatinine ratio. On January the 4th of 2023, the increase in the proteinuria went up to 658 micrograms per gram of creatinine. Taking that into consideration, we decided to start the patient on Kerendia. The patient has been taking 10 milligrams of Kerendia on a daily basis, and the albumin creatinine ratio has decreased to 102. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a patient that has a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN that is 21, and a GFR that continues to be above 60, which makes him stage 2. Clearly, the patient is feeling somewhat better. He's able to get out of the chair without any help. The swelling that he had in the legs has improved significantly. The energy level has improved significantly. Period. Number two, the patient has myasthenia gravis and he's treated with the administration of the immunoglobulin on a monthly basis, and he has noticed the improvement that we mentioned in the prior discussion. And the patient states that the relapse from the activation of the myasthenia hasn't been present for more than a year and used to be a frequent problem. Following number. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that I don't think that is that severe. He has obstructive sleep apnea, and he is used the CPAP on a regular basis, and he takes some oxygen at night. Following number, atrial fibrillation. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, of vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, cancer of the prostate that is followed by urology. The patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. He takes prednisone that has helped the treatment of the myasthenia gravis in combination with the immunoglobulin. Period. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 25 minutes. And in the documentation, 7 minutes.